all of God's kings and queens from around the world. Welcome to Journey with the Queen podcast. As in life, we are all on a journey with many interesting detours. As we go throughout life, we are in the continuous process of changing and developing over time. This podcast is focused on relationships, finances, and real life situations. I am your host, April Love, a trailblazer, entrepreneur, and a woman of the Most High God, who believes that if you keep Jesus first place in your life, you will be resilient. Let's take a journey through this episode. Hey, kings. Hello, beautiful queens. I hope you all are doing well. This is April Love, podcast host of Journey with a Queen. Welcome to another episode, and I'm going to jump right into this. I believe that this is a very important message, and I hope that it brings some clarity and some insight to you as it brought to me last night when God gave it to me. After I prayed last night, I was just sitting quietly and I heard clearly in my spirit, December 14th, 2022 at 10:36 p.m., sifting the wheat. And as I sat and thought about what the Holy Spirit was saying in that moment, sifting the wheat, I began to just sit and listen to see if he would elaborate before I went to look up the word sifting wheat. So after sitting, I heard the Lord say, "The enemy is sifting my people like wheat. My people are asleep and need to wake up. People are falling into the trap set by the enemy and don't even see it happening. He is intimidating my people and telling lies that they are believing. Don't fall for his schemes or traps. Stay close to me. Listen to me and stay in my presence." So that's the message that the Lord gave me last night. And after I went to look up the word, I just put in Google sifting wheat. And the process of sifting wheat, as you probably already know, is a process. So one process is the wheat goes through a sifting process along the way from seed to table. And what that looks like is when it is harvested, the seed is separated from the chaff and stalk. That's one definition that I found that was straightforward. Another one was to judge which people or things in a group are bad and which ones are good. So basically, after I sat and thought about all this, it brings me to the point that we all are sifted, if you really think about it. And sometimes the sifting that takes place is not from the enemy. It's from God. The message that he gave me last night is God warning us. He's giving us a warning that we need to be aware that this is what's taking place. And I know for me, I am definitely being tested and sifted in the area of my faith. God has really been dealing with me in the area of my faith and believing and trusting him. And it's a struggle. I'm just being honest. It's not easy. It's a struggle. And I'm sure that some of you can relate that this season is very hard. I know I follow some people that are kind of saying some of the similar things, that it's just hard right now. There's a lot going on. We know that the enemy is always busy, but it seems that he's even more busier now than ever before. And so after I sat and thought about this, it brought me to the time when Simon was sifted as wheat. He was tested, right? Jesus even warned Simon Peter that a test of faith was coming. Satan actually asked if he can sift Simon as wheat. And it's the same predicament as Job when Satan sought out to put him to the test. Satan wanted to sift Peter as wheat, which means that he wished to shake Peter's faith so forcefully that he would fall, proving that God's faithful servant was lacking. So it still happens today. It didn't just happen to Peter. It didn't just happen to Job. It happens today and it happens to us. So if you go back to the book of Luke, chapter 22:31. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. So Jesus was basically talking to Peter and informing him that Satan had his sights set on him. And we all know that Satan means the adversary or the accuser. He accuses us as God's people of doing wrong all the time, which is why I'm so grateful that Jesus Christ of Nazareth sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes for us daily, probably by the minute. I'm so grateful and thank Jesus every single day for the fact that he intercedes for us, as Satan is always accusing the brethren. Satan is always accusing us of doing something, and Jesus is right beside the Father making intercession for us. I can't thank Jesus enough. Yeshua HaMashiach, I am so grateful. So later on, Peter would testify, you know, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We all know that scripture, 1 Peter 5:8. Sift as wheat is a metaphor that could also be expressed as to shake someone apart or to break a person down. And over these last couple of weeks, this is how I can be sure that I'm being sifted. Because over the last couple of weeks, I feel like I am breaking down daily. But God is good. God is so good, because even when I feel like those moments of breaking down, I call out to him. I go in praise. I go in worship. I read the word. And what I'm learning is that it takes your mind off of the problem or the situation. The devil cannot attack you when you're in the presence of God. So I'm in the spirit. I'm praying in tongues. I'm doing everything that I possibly know to do to not feel down and out when I know that I'm being sifted or when I know that the enemy is after me. So Amos 9:9 gives us a similar image of God shaking Israel. And I just want to read that really quick. For behold, I will command and shake the house of Israel among all the nations as one shakes with a seed, but no pebble shall fall to the earth. And the reason why I believe that this passage, Amos 9:9, is important, because God can also sift a nation. And I believe that this nation is going through a sifting as well. For I will give the command and will shake Israel along with other nations as grain is shaken in a sieve. This nation is going through a sifting. God is separating the good from the bad. He is judging the earth, or judging the land as we see it. He's exposing those for what it is. And this just lets us know that the enemy can definitely go and ask God for permission to test us or to tempt us and to shake us and to accuse us and things like that. But the beauty of all this is that God is always with us. He's always with us. No matter what we see, no matter what we feel, he's with us. So in biblical times, wheat or other grain was sifted through a sieve or a large strainer. As it was shaken violently, the dirt and other impurities that clung to the grain during the threshing process would separate from the good, usable grain. So that lets us know in biblical times, this was going on. So it's still going on. So in sifting Peter and other disciples as wheat, Satan's goal was to crush them and to wreck their faith. And that's exactly what he's trying to do now. He's trying to wreck my faith. But one thing about me, I'm a fight. I'm not going to give up easy. This is one of the toughest battles, toughest fights, spiritual warfare that I've faced in a while. But I know that there's a reason behind this and that God will be glorified in the end. He doesn't allow things to happen to us if it's not going to be for his, for our good and his good in the end. The adversary wants to destroy the faith of every believer. So don't think that you're different. One thing that I love is that Jesus assured Peter that he pleaded in prayer for him, that his faith should not fail. So repent and turn to me again and go and strengthen your brothers. That's in Luke 22:32 in the New Living Translation. So I believe that when we are sifted, that we are to repent, to turn back to Jesus, and then go out and strengthen our brothers, or in this case, our sisters. So I think that's what my role is today, just like Peter's role was in the early church, is to prove that the Lord's prayer for Peter was answered. I am praying on your behalf, as well as my own, that the Lord be with us through this sifting, and that he gives us the strength to endure the sifting. I believe that we have to go through hardships in order to enter the kingdom of God, and that God uses these experiences for our good. Romans 8:28. And basically it's to refine our character and strengthen our faith and to make us more like Jesus. That is the whole goal. So whenever we do experience tests, Jesus is with us to strengthen us and to intercede for us. In challenging times, don't give up. Be assured and remember that Christ is making intercession for you. Satan doesn't have more power than we do. When Satan comes after us, we should remember that Jesus Christ always lives to intercede for us. He gives us power and authority to stand on the word of God, to fight back, to use the sword of the Spirit as our weapon. So we are not to just lay down and give up. No, we're to fight back. And Jesus was confident that Peter would get back up again and go on and strengthen other disciples. Same thing I'm here to do is to strengthen you through this podcast, to get back up and fight, to go on, not to give up. Another reason that the Lord allow us to suffer and go through experience of testing is so that we can learn how to help others grow in faith. And so if my faith is strong, then I can strengthen you and hope that your faith will grow and be strong. Even when we weigh down with troubles and, you know, It's for our comfort and our salvation. So when we're comforted, we can comfort others. We can endure and suffer through trials, but believe we're going to come out stronger on the other side. Just like Peter, most of us are confident, sometimes overconfident, and trusting in our own strength before a test or a sifting or a trial comes along. But after being sifted like wheat, Peter learned that failure is possible because of the flesh. It's weak. Our flesh is weak. We need God. It's easy, very easy to fall. So, persevere is what I want to tell you. Because our true faith and perseverance are revealed. Not in a walk of sinless perfection, but in repentance and restoration. We get up and keep going, just like Peter. After we fall, we get back up. And when Satan comes to sift us as wheat, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, who intercedes for us. Always remember that. He will protect us so that the devil can never destroy our faith and hope. Jesus Christ began a good work in us, and he's faithful to complete it. So don't give up. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary. I know that this is a hard time for most of us. But in the end, we will all win. We already have the victory. We just need to hold on and continue to seek God and repent of our sins. And one thing I want to leave you with today is God has been speaking a lot. And a lot of the things that he's been speaking to me about is warnings for what's ahead. And a lot of times I can feel his frustration. I can feel his anger. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I just want to tell you that it's simple. It's not a long, hard, drawn out process. You just need to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died on the cross for your sins, for our sins, and that he rose again on the third day and ascended back into heaven to sit on the right hand of the Father. And you ask the Lord to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sins, to wash you clean, and to make something of your life. That is confession. That is salvation. That is salvation. Asking the Lord to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sins, and to believe. And to believe, that takes faith to believe that Jesus died on a cross for your sins so that you may have life and have it more abundantly, so that we can have a direct relationship with the Father. The Father wants a relationship with us. He does not want religion. He wants a relationship with us, just meaning the same way you have a relationship with your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, even your best friend. That's what God wants from us. He wants us to come and talk to him. He wants us to praise him, to give him glory that he's due of anyway. He wants to hear from us. He wants a relationship. When you begin to do these things, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Yes, you do have work to do, but a lot of times the transformation happens in the inside. The Holy Spirit does that. And when he changed you, then you can be changed and then go out and try to help others be changed. So that is the podcast for today. The word was sifting the wheat. And I just want you all to be very visible, observant, paying attention, not being deceived, because right now people are being deceived and tempted and distracted by so many different things. And right now, God wants us to focus on Him. Focus on the Father so that you may hear from Him to get instructions, to know what is going on or what it is you may need to do. So I hope this episode blessed you. I hope that it sits well with you and that you receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. You all have a blessed week. God bless you. I love you, and Jesus loves you more. Shalom.